Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody to In the Studio with your girl Linus on this Wednesday evening. I can't say Wednesday afternoon, so Wednesday evening. I have to tell y'all, I'm going to fuss a little bit here. I've tried since 10 minutes of to get into Blog Talk Radio, and the line was busy. I could not get through. The show had come on the air, and it was into 30 seconds, and I'm still trying. Finally, I got through. So I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk Radio today. Excuse me. They seem to be having a problem or something, but that's pretty bad when you got a show that needs to go on right now, and the line doesn't clear till after the show begins. This is crazy to me. But anyway, I'm glad that you're here. So, you're listening in the studio with Linus. I'll be discussing entertainment news, news of the weird, hot topics, who knows. The chat room is open if you want to go in. Miss Nina is here. Welcome. Hi, Miss Nina, if you want to come in on the chat room. I'm going to be talking about entertainment news, true that, but I'm also going to do the January monthly horoscopes and also the yearly predictions. And in between time, I'm just going to play some music, okay? So anyway, I'm glad that you're here today. Happy birthday. Oh, happy birthday to me. My birthday was yesterday. And whose birthday yesterday? Chocolate Chi, a famous comedian. So anyway, for all y'all that's having birthdays this week, happy birthday, Capricorn. Hope you had a good week. My birthday was great. All I wanted was a chocolate pie. And I sat here. It took me 5 hours, dat gummit. But I ate that whole chocolate pie by myself. And I was just as tickled like a little kid. I enjoyed it. And then to top it off, I bought two containers of pint size of gelato. I love that. That's a new ice cream. It tastes like ice cream and something else or jello. But anyway, it's called gelato. And I had two pints of that, sat there and ate that too. So anyway, today I did eat a decent meal. I made a sandwich. That was all I ate all day and drink water. I figured yesterday I probably put on 20 pounds with all them calories. But what the hey, it was good. I enjoyed it. And that's all I wanted. It was just a chocolate pie. So I'm happy. Anyway, we're going to take a real quick break. And when I come back, we'll start on entertainment news. All right. Don't you go nowhere. This is my guy, Phil Perry. And you're going to love this song.
When it comes to love, I do most anything. 'Cause if you have it in your heart, you know you're a rich man. There's just not enough to go around the world today. And if we have a little more, you know it'd be a better place. I can only what's happened to me, and now I realize that when it comes to love, you're gonna cry a little, hurt a little.
Mr. Phil Perry, when it comes to love. All right, let's just dig right on into the news. Mariah Carey may be divorcing Nick Cannon, but she's about to hit the jackpot by signing one of the biggest deals in showbiz history. Carey is in talks to sign a residency deal with Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. I hear the deal will be more than Britney Spears' $30 million two-year deal. If Carey signs a deal, she would start her shows before the end of this year. Who else was at Caesar Palace? Celine Dion. She was there for about a year, too. Okay, well, who is the mystery lady dating Chris Rock? No sooner did Rock announce the end of his 19-year marriage than he hit the dating scene. Rock stated he no longer wanted to be married. And he meant it. He is fighting his soon-to-be ex-wife, Malik Rock Compton, for his fortune, worth $70 million. And visitation rights for his two daughters, Malik claims the prenup she signed has expired. Uh-oh. and she wants sole custody of their children. Friends of Rock say he has been miserable for years, but now he wants to live his life. But wow, isn't it too soon to be dating and flaunting other women in the face of your estranged wife when you are not divorced yet? I heard he was seeing, rumor has it now, that he was seeing Rosario Dawson, the one that was in his movie Top Five. Oh, well. The Manns are coming to BET in a new reality show. David and Tamela Mann, the popular husband and wife duo best known from Tyler Perry's Meet the Browns and Tamela's gospel career, Take Me to the King, oh, that's a beautiful song, have launched It's a Man's World, premiering Wednesday, January 14th. Oh, that's tonight at 9 p.m., followed by the season premiere of The Game at 10 p.m., and that is on BET. Well, Felicia Rashad speaks on the Bill Cosby scandal. Rashad has been Cosby's leading lady and TV wife in two series. She was Ruth Hilton in the CBS sitcom Cosby, 1996 to 2000, but most famously as Claire Huxtable in NBC's The Cosby Show from 1984 to 1992. In an exclusive interview with Roger Friedman and Showbiz 411, Rashad defended her friend. She feels his 50-year career and reputation has been destroyed. She doesn't want to become a part of the public debate. She stated someone is determined to keep Bill Cosby off TV, and it has happened. Rashad says she loves him and has never seen this type of behavior from Cosby. Cosby and Rashad also toured together with a nightclub act. She says these sex abuse charges appear orchestrated. Over 24 women have come forward with stories of being drugged and sexually assaulted by Cosby. Just this week, three new women who claimed they were assaulted over three decades ago. Some have criticized Rashad and accused her of only being concerned for Cosby, reruns and residuals for herself. She fired back by clearing up that she never dismissed or said to forget these women. Rashad does say these accusations are about something else and not the women. As far as Cosby's residuals, Rashad said, the longer the show is on, the smaller the residuals. The Cosby Show has been in reruns for 27 years. Well, congrats to singer Tank and his longtime girlfriend, model Zena Foster. The couple welcomed their second child together on New Year's Day, which is also Tank's birthday, a little boy to go with his older sister. Well, congratulations to you both. Also, Luda, known as Ludacris, Luda jumped the broom. Rapper, actor Ludacris got engaged a couple of weeks ago to his longtime girlfriend, Eudoxie, last name M. It looks African. I don't know how I pronounce that. But turns out that they also got married right away. The engagement was like a day? What? The two look great in their wedding photos, and Luda's mom even picked out the bride's gown. Now the two have weathered storms together, including the continual legal wrangling because of the break baby Ludacris had with another woman. That sounds just like Gabriel Union's old man had a baby while they were on a break. The marriage could help Ludacris in the custody proceedings because courts look favorably on married couples. In any event, the Fast and Furious co-star and his bride are now Mr. and Mrs. Chris Bridges. Congratulations! Well, we remember pioneering sportscaster Stuart Scott. Scott lost his battle to cancer last week. He bravely fought three occurrences and was feted at last year's ESPY Awards. It would be one of his last public appearances. Scott was a longtime ESPN anchor who brought a whole new flavor and swag to sports reporting, including using phrases like flavor and swag on the air. Even though network bosses would discourage him, Scott knew he was reaching the people and ended up being proved correct. He became arguably the network's signature talent. In the process, Scott opened doors and mentored other minorities in broadcasting and showed ESPN how to be more inclusive to reach the diverse sports audience. Stuart Scott was 49 years old. Okay, we're going to go back and do another quick little break, and I'll be back with more news, entertainment news.
I just wanna be with you.
welcome back to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914, and the chat room is open. Your moderator, Miss Nina, is there. Okay, continuing on entertainment news, we got Gotham star Jada Pickett is gracing the new issue of Shape magazine. She's over 40 and fabulous on the cover. Jada is 43 years old, y'all. This cover on this magazine, Jada looked like she's about 23, 24. She don't even look like she's 30 years old. She looks that good. Okay. Unsung returns to TV One on January 14th, which is tonight. The new short season will feature Rick James, Melissa Morgan, Angie Stone, Peaches and Herb. Unsung will then go into a new season of Unsung Hollywood. Well, the Fox Lee Daniels drama Empire debuted to much fanfare. The show stars Oscar nominees Terrence Howard and Taraji P. Henson, who led a musical dynasty, and their three sons. In real life, both actors got into verbal back and forth with rapper, actor, producer 50 Cent, who is producing a similar theme drama, Power, on cable, on Stars on cable. Taraji ended it by reportedly saying she deals with dollars and not cents. Ouch. Meanwhile, Howard and his third wife, Miranda, are expecting their first child together. As for Henson, her latest movie, No Good Deeds, with Idris Elba, is out on DVD right now, y'all, so you can get that. Also, Addicted by Zayn and Sharon Leal and Boris Cujo. That's out, too. So both of those movies, No Good Deeds and Addicted. In more Power news, filming has started on the second season of the Showtime series with Amari Hardwick. Hardwick and his wife, publicist Jay Polch, are expecting their second child. They already have a toddler son. Well, congratulations to you both. Oscar winners Kevin Costner and Octavia Spencer are joining forces for the movie Black or White. The movie is about Costner fighting Spencer in court over their interracial granddaughter. The movie opens in theaters January 30th. And that is the story for entertainment news. Okay, so now we could take a quick little break, or I could go on to, in fact, I think I will. So, quick break. Be back in 2 minutes. And thank you for listening today. I'll be back with the horoscope. Okay, January horoscope coming up. figured that was at a good point to stop. You know what I mean? Leave you hanging. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus on a Wednesday here in January. I believe it's our second Wednesday. Anyway, I hope you're having a good evening. I hope your week is going good. Oh, I know mine is. Part of it is because of my birthday, but I feel good. I feel energized. I'm happy. I just feel real, real good this week, much better than last week. Good Lord, last week I was just in a pissy mood. So maybe it was that full moon, though. Miss Nina sent me some information on it, and so did a friend of mine, a judge. And, yeah, they're both on point about that moon. Whoo, hope it's the first and last wolf moon. Anyway, all right, let's get on with the January 2015 horoscopes by who? Me, of course. You know I'm psychic and do all this horoscope and astrology stuff. Anyway, this month's January horoscopes will be dealing with two areas in your life, the area of success and the area of fortune for all 12 signs. Success, you're going to get paid for long-standing debt. Some of you find out something you need or want to know and receive new inspiration in a stalemated, dead-end, or abandoned endeavor. Fortune, you will receive beneficial help and luck will be with you in resolving arguments or dilemmas. Now, that's the generic that I gave. Now, for each sign. Okay, Aries, success. Finally, areas of your life are coming together in a peaceful manner. Your ideas for doing something new this year will bear fruit. Meeting new people will help to adjust your attitude about human beings or human being. Your fortune, finally the money arrives, just a short delay before it's in your hands, but you shall benefit and feel it's about time. Other doors can now open in your life. Taurus, success. Business is finally turning around, not a whole lot, but enough to give you a peace of mind, Taurus. For you, dear Taurus, is the love of family and friends. Gemini, success. As being an honorable person in times of stress, not an easy task by no means, but you have it down. You're sensitive and only want the best for other folks. You shall reap a bountiful harvest, Gemini. Fortune. Money will be good this year for you, dear Gemini. In fact, you might have amazing luck at gambling, like who knew? Cancer, success. Everything is finally going in your direction, Cancer. There have been times of doubts if it will ever work itself out. Your success is being determined to do what will pay off in the long run. Your fortune, Cancer, is money comes and goes. Your fortune is blessed to receive all that may come to you, money, kindness, laughter, and friends. All are worth different things to you, and all will pay nicely. Leo, success. Looks like you have a aha moment. Hold on 1 minute. Oh. Never mind. My daughter trying to call. Okay, Leo, excuse me. Success. Looks like you have an aha moment in January to know what you need to do to succeed in your job and relationships. Fortune for Leo. Money will be good for you this year, Leo. Just remember to stay within the guidelines of your monthly budget. Virgo, success. Jesus showed up and showed out. We walk by faith, not sight. Your success is your faith in yourself. There is nothing holding you back but self. So go for it and make all those things you've always wanted in life to start happening, like now, quote unquote. Fortune. Money does not seem to be a problem for you this year, Virgo. I suspect you will see a great deal of it the second half of this year. Congratulations to your financial fortunes. Yes, money will appear from many resources. Libra, success. Everything happens for the good. Do you believe that, Libra? Your success is coming from the help, love, and guidance you share with other folks. Folks will listen to what you have to say. Your fortune, Libra, is January to April. Money might be a little tight, but not to worry. There are people in the wings that will help you with that. Ask and you shall receive in abundance more than you requested. Scorpio, success. Business will improve greatly. It's your year. Fortune, more money than you expected. Looks like you're almost debt-free by June of this year. Congratulations, Scorpio, you deserve it. Expand who you are on the global arena. Get and reach for as much of that pie as you can. It's just there for the taking. Sagittarius, success. Your health will greatly improve this year. Been a long time coming, but finally the correct solutions for healing has arrived. Your fortune, Sagittarius, money, money, money. What to do? Buy something you always wanted for yourself and feel good about it. Capricorn, success. Healing sometimes comes at a great cost, meaning let the past go and move forward. The results of this success is magnificent to you. The results of this success is magnificent to you, family, and friends. Fortune, I swear sometimes, Capricorn, you are one of the most blessed signs when it comes to money management. You know when to hold them and when to let it go. Huge improvements in your financial status this year. Aquarius, success. You've done a good job, Aquarius. Now do you want to continue or retire and move on? Your decisions, either way, will be successful for you. You have paid your dues and now it's your time. Fortune, surprise, a lot of your investments are coming to fruition. Yay, baby. Do expect extra money here and there throughout the year. Pisces, success. It's time, dear one. You are so close to your goal. I bet you can smell it, taste it, and see it. You will be quite successful in all that you do this year. It is your year, so take it like a strong windstorm coming your way, Pisces. Fortune, money will flow more easily for you this year. You can step up and look up to better times ahead. And that is your January horoscope for 2015. All right, so you know what? We still have time for another break. Ooh, hope everybody's enjoying themselves. All righty. We want to play something that's going to get everybody going. Oh, here we go.
Yeah. change, I had to bring Marvin in for a quick minute.
My girlfriend in Chicago, Tomasa. I hope she was able to enjoy that. Okay, well, you know what? I haven't said anything about sports, and I think I better touch on that a little bit before I talk about the yearly predictions. So I better get that back up again. I am just so smart. I scared myself. Okay, so as you know, or anybody that don't know, should know, we're down to the NFC, I think it's the NFC playoff now. Yeah, whoever out of these four teams that are playing coming up on Sunday, the two remaining teams will be the ones playing on the Super Bowl, which is February 1st. So, playing at my home, Green Bay is coming to play the Seahawks. For the, I think we're in the NFC. Yeah, the AFC is the other one. For the NFC champion, which will win that, no doubt. We know Seahawks are going to win. And then, oh, and the game is at 3:05 Sunday. I hope, I don't know if that's Pacific time. I'm thinking it might be Pacific time, 3:05. Unless it's Eastern. It's not telling me.
So I'll just say 305 Sunday because it does say that. Green Bay playing at Seahawks. Okay, and then at 6:40 Sunday evening is Indianapolis Colts and New England. I'm taking New England. So let you know, I got to let my friend Dave know too, but I'm taking New England. That's who I want to see play. Indiana Colts, I believe we would just run over them in the Super Bowl. We'd run over them like a stepchild, just be a shameful guy, really would. So I'll say Seahawks and New England. I'd like to see them go. Even though Seahawks is going to win, that's my prediction. I predicted last January 2014 that the Seahawks would repeat. Not only were they going to win the Super Bowl, but they'll repeat and come back in 2015. We're going to win it this year, and then we're going to come back again. Remember, you heard it first here. They're going to come back and repeat it again next year, 2016. So we're going to win the Super Bowl three times in a row. And after that, well, we'll have our little legacy for Washington, and that will be that. So anyway, so that's the sports. At least I reported a little bit, huh? I don't want to get in trouble. I don't know what's happening in the NBA. I couldn't tell you. Oh, well, fourth quarter right now is Memphis, Tennessee, and BKN. Memphis is 102-90. Fourth quarter, Philadelphia over Toronto. Toronto's leaving 84-73. Third quarter, Washington is over Chicago, 73-65. Atlanta's over Boston, 89-74. Dallas Mavericks, they're behind. Denver 40 over Denver over Dallas 40 over 35. And okay. Yep. Okay. All righty. So let me get back now. Studio. Okay. So now I'm going to talk a little bit real quick. I know I've got a few more minutes to go, about the yearly predictions, what I saw coming up this year. You know what? I have got to play a quick song right quick because I've got a phone call I just really, really, really must take. So just hold on for a minute. Thank you. You're so kind. Now, I am back. Thank you for that quick little break. Okay, since I was just talking about the Super Bowl, or did you guys hear me? Ooh, I did mention sports. Did you guys hear? Oh, let me check with Nina. Nina, did you hear me when I talked about sports?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay, good enough. Thank you. Okay. So for the yearly predictions, I'll start with sports since I'm already discussing it. Super Bowl champs for 2015 will be the Seattle Seahawks with back-to-back championships. I see them winning a third time in 2016. NFL is still under the gun on policy and guidelines dealing with domestic violence and domestic assault. There will definitely be a replacement for Goodall.
looks like an African-American man. Major League Baseball will have a team with a winning streak that has not been seen in quite a few years. National Basketball or NBA Association has so many problems, everybody is trying to keep it together. Looks like the word team has left the building, more on singular plays than team efforts. Tennis will see the return of the Williams sisters for one last time, and then they will hang up their rackets for good. Tiger Woods is back and in full effect, winning a lot of tournaments and championships. Looks like young Tiger back in the day. WWF wrestling doesn't have the full-blown popularity it enjoyed many years ago. Another one just trying to hang on. So that's what I have for sports. Now, weather, since we are going through that, and it's cold up here, and Nina, they just went through a bitter cold up there with snow. Okay, as I stated last January, for 2015, the East Coast and possibly the Midwest are going to catch hell with snow and ice. They have never experienced this extreme of temperatures. The East Coast at one point from New York to the Carolinas will be shut down, maybe for one day. The cities are overwhelmed with snow and not enough equipment to service priority areas. As well, the summer will be hotter than most. A lot of records will be made. I mean, a lot of new high temperature records, maintaining 100 degrees for days and temperatures at night, 80, not going past 75. Some places across the USA, this is just unheard of. There will be several deaths from the heat and cold, more than normal, actually kind of high to be honest. There will be a major hurricane in late August that will darn near take a whole city out, like it just doesn't exist anymore or anymore on the map. The Gulf states will be hit the hardest, but I also see the East Coast not prepared. This hurricane was such a surprise. It built up stronger and wider than the forecasters expected. In fact, it was a big surprise because they hadn't even seen this one coming to such a degree. Is there global warming? Are those contrails in the sky? Is man manipulating the weather? The truth to some of those questions will be told, so listen closely to the scientists when they discuss the weather changes across the nation. The West Coast will this year probably enjoy some of the best weather ever. Okay, I'm going to report this. UFOs, do you believe the truth is out there? This is the year of truth. Something will occur that the government, try as they might, cannot hide, which will open up the proverbial can of worms. How long have you known? What is their purpose here on Earth? More hybrid children are being born. Eventually, school books will have to change to accommodate these higher learned beings. Miracles will occur, or is it a UFO? Keep looking up and asking questions. Okay, scandals that I saw. For this year, well, it's not just on television, but in real life. Something is coming up on the college front again. Money was paid through a coach for a certain player. Again, bad news. Scandals will rock the NFL, the NBA, and possibly MLB and hockey. Policy and guidelines of college and professional sports will have to be revisited. Why? To save jobs. Too many areas in both sports have been hush-hush. No more. The public has now become aware. Damage control will not help some of these players and coaches. 2015, the truth must be told. Follow the money to find the truth. Entertainment, real quick. And for the rest of it, you got to tune in next Wednesday to get the rest of it. Well, last year we saw Sony and Korea go at it through the internet, shutdowns. What's next? Our world now is based on fast response. new technology every day, like What's Up World, I feel like reality television has taken over. To me, means the creators in television, film, and the music industry have become plumb lazy. Remakes, remakes. For how long? More theaters across the country will be closing, as though it has become a thing of the past. Sit at home, watch your favorite movie cheap. There will be more spiritual movies coming out this year for 2015. Zombies, they've kind of rolled out into the sunset. More military action movies or something close to that will return to the industry. I see this year a lot of mergers in the industry. More independent films will be made and received well. There will be a divorce that will be heard around the world. This is in entertainment. A known actor or actress will come out of the closet. Surprise, maybe not. Comic books have become so popular that it has developed a cottage industry of sorts. Radio shows have become very popular. Talk shows, music shows, and religion. So that's just part of it. I got stock market, economics, politics, and more. But you know what? You're going to have to tune in next Wednesday at 6 o'clock to find out. How about that? Okay. I thank everybody for listening on the air, on the computer, logged in, on the phone, whatever. And I thank Miss Nina, as always, for being here. Because, you know, Miss Nina, she's my backup. I mean, sometimes I forget to come out of mute. But anyway, we're so glad to have Miss Nina here today. Miss Nina, before you leave, come to the main page and read what's on top before you go. And I want to thank everybody for being here. Like I said, have a good week. Today is Wednesday. You know, something comes on tonight. Is it Empire? Or something, I think, comes on tonight. But anyway, you guys might want to check that out. Oh, Miss Nina, read the top of the page, the where the blue is. Have a good one, you guys. Take care and be good to one another. And I love you. Good night. Thank you.